Welcome back, friends, to the Amber May Show. I am really glad that you are here joining me today because I have the founder and owner of the Western Journal joining us today on the Amber May Show. And we talk about a number of topics. He has an incredible book out right now that is like key to helping us win the battle on all fronts for us patriots. And we get into things like about what's up with Ukraine. What's the real truth behind Ukraine and Russia? We talk about child trafficking. We talk about a whole bunch of different topics and how you can get involved. So join us today on this episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Please share this far and wide. Join me on Telegram. I always add more discussion on Telegram and more content there. And you can find me at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May or Frank Social Amber May. I just joined Clout Hub. You can join me there as well. And if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and click the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. That would be very helpful in helping me continue the work that I'm doing here on the show. Please, again, like, share, and subscribe. But coming up right now is Floyd from the Western Journal. Excited. I told you we were going to have the founder of the Western Journal join us today. So I'm excited so much to have you, Floyd. You're from my hometown, and I'm so glad to reconnect with you.
It's great to see you. And you know, we met at one of those reawakening tours, and literally my book starts at the first reawakening tour.
Oh.
It wasn't called the reawakening tour then. It was called something like the health and reopening tour. Wasn't called a tour, I guess conference.
Health and Freedom Conference
in Tulsa. Were you at that conference by chance?
No, you know, well, I met Clay right after all that started going on. Like right when I met Clay Clark early on in the conference, but not at the very first. So the first Reawaken tour that I personally was a part of was in January in Phoenix. However, I'd met him prior to that.
So the truth is that when that first conference was held, Clay was basically a business coach who was holding the conference because he was so upset that all of his clients had been shut down. And, you know, how do you be a business coach when your clients' businesses are effectively shut down by the government? Mm-hmm. And so I joke with him. I say, you invited all the least compliant people in the country to a conference held at a church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But it was kind of eerie when we went because it was still back in the time when you had, empty airports. And I don't know how much you traveled during COVID, but I was on airplane. I remember being on airplanes where I was the only person, if you can imagine that. But I think when I flew to Tulsa, it was, you know, that surreal COVID traveling experience. You know, you go to the airport and, you know what Sky Harbor's like. Mm-hmm. It's jammed all the time. I went to Sky Harbor and it was totally empty. And I'm like, can I get a cup of coffee in here? No, nothing was open. It was weird. I remember landing in Tulsa. And, you know, there was no taxis, there was no Lyft, there was no Uber. And I was really worried I wasn't going to be able to get to my hotel because it was back when all the car rental companies had sold all their cars. So there weren't car rentals available either. And finally, I did find a taxi, an old fashioned taxi, and was able to call him and make it. But, it was a strange time. And I remember the hotel was basically empty that I stayed at. There was a few people in the lobby, you know, everybody was wearing masks and everybody was behind plastic shields. And it was just, it was so dystopian. And then we walk into this conference, and it was held at a church. There were 5,000 people hanging from the rafters. We were all just jammed in together. There wasn't a mask in the crowd. And it was so unique because you had firefighters, nurses, doctors who didn't want to lose their practice because they had prescribed these drugs, budesonide and mm-hmm. ivermectin. Mm-hmm. You had restaurant owners who, you know, wanted to get to serving Mexican food again. You had all of the gym owners. You had all these different people. And we all just wanted our lives back. And an amazing thing happened. Here in this dystopian world that we were living in, a tremendous unity broke out. Mm-hmm. And we could feel, you know, just a brotherhood, and God descended down, and it was just so amazing. My wife and I, we talk about it to this day. And so that's actually where I start the book, because, you know, the book is all about how we get the pre-COVID America back. And, you know, how do we reclaim our lives? How do we reclaim our humanity? And it's so interesting that, you know, we were hugging at that conference. We were doing, you know, just a lot of things that were so restorative to our souls. Mm-hmm. And it felt wonderful. So, you know, then Clay went on this marathon, and mm-hmm. I think I've spoken at 12 of the 18 or something like that. I can't quite do one every month the way Clay can. He's finally cut back on that a little bit, mm-hmm. But it's been my great honor to speak at so many of these conferences. And every one of them, people would come up to me and they would say, Floyd, you know, what can we do? You know, we live out in Oregon, or we live in Pennsylvania, or we live, you know, what can we do to get our lives back? And so that's why I wrote the book, Counterpunch. And it's all about what people can do locally to fight back against this behemoth state, is what I call mm-hmm. it. Other people call it the deep state, but it's really a state that's out of control and is no longer tethered to the mm-hmm. desires or the future of its citizens.
I'll tell you what, the Reawaken tours that I've attended are just so powerful. I mean, God's hand does move. I was luckily able to speak in November at the Reawaken Tour, which was a real honor for me, you know, to be asked to speak at the tour. And because I know, like, he has certain people that's been there from the very beginning with him. And then, like, he brings in some other people periodically that, you know, maybe nobody has really known about. And what I like about Clay is he's been such a blessing in my life. And I'll tell you the story how I met him. And then I want you to tell the story how you met him. So I was, it's not funny, haha, but it is kind of a little bit, because all these people that started popping up on my social media that I started following, I had no idea I'd ever meet them in real life. I ended up following them through Clay, but I was such a busy mom, and I had like 1,000 things to do that day. And I listened to podcasts as I drive around town, and I finally landed at the post office, and I was like, I see this thing pop up. I'm like, Clay Clark. I don't have time for Clay Clark. I don't even know who this man is. And God's like, no, you're going to watch this show. And I said, God, I have 1,000 things to do. I don't have time to watch this. I don't even know who Clay Clark is. And I lost the argument. And I was blown away. I was blown away by what he was saying, how he was saying it. I was like, this man's incredible. I want to have him on my show. And I reached out to him. He reached out right away. And then I didn't even know him very long. And he said, and it was God's timing in it, right? Because he had this podcaster event 2 weeks from the time we recorded. And he's like, he called me the very next day. And you know how Clay talks, it's very fast and very like headline-ish. He's like, hey, I have this thing in 2 weeks and I want you to come to it. I'm like, what? What? And it was 7 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, who is this guy calling this early on a Saturday? But, you know, now I know Clay, he's an early riser and the early bird gets the worm, and that's how he is, right? And so I went to his event, but I had to convince my husband. I'm like, about going to this event from a guy I barely knew when I met him online, right? So it's like, how is this going to work? I said, God, if you want me there, you're going to have my husband say yes, right? And so I was showing my husband the list of attendees. I'm like, these are the people I've been watching and following. I really want to go. And I'm glad there was at least one name that he would recognize, and that was Mike Lindell. And then I said, here's a video of Clay's office. This is where we're going to be. And so he came with me. I'm so glad he came with me because that was a nice getaway for us as a couple. Even though like half the day we were there, the other half, it was just the two of us. It was nice. And he loved Clay right away, and he got to meet all the people that we'd be associating with. And that's kind of how I met Clay. And then next thing I know, I'm in the back room at the media doing the Reawaken tour. And then I find myself one day on stage at the Reawaken tour. But God, it's more what I found out about the Reawaken tour. It's more about God bringing people back to God mixed in with current events that are affecting us. And God's hand really moves. I've been to the baptisms. I've heard the speakers and how they've even impacted my life. And I know they've impacted a lot. So it was such a God thing, because look who Clay met. He met a general and a president and chief of staffs and doctors and CEOs. I mean, that was all God's hand. And now look at us. We get to know each other. I get to know the owner of the Western Journal. To me, that's so cool because I have a journalism background. You know, I always wanted to be in journalism. I was in the radio after graduating college. And so it's so cool for me to know you. And so what was your, and when I first met you at the hotel, I was like, that's the guy from the West, like inside, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I felt like I was meeting a celebrity because, you know, I'm I went to journalism school. This is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And then here you are, like, I was like, oh my gosh, hopefully I wasn't as nerdy as that at the hotel, but inside I was nerdy.
You weren't nerdy at all, but I call what's happened the last few years Holy Spirit networking, mm-hmm. because God is bringing together a remnant to execute His plan for America, and that's why I'm so optimistic about the future. I mean, you look out and you say, "Man, things are sure dark," mm-hmm. and I talk about all the dark things in my book, you know, from the false narratives around COVID to the false narratives around Ukraine to the false narratives around the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and the false narratives around elections. And I mean, there's all these false narratives, and people are pushing, you know, the false narrative about transgenderism is another one we could talk about. And so it seems really dark out there, but there's an interesting phenomenon going on, and that is that when it's really dark, the light shines brighter, mm-hmm. and people are desperate, and they know that they're desperate for God, and they're groping to find Him, and they want Jesus. And all we have to do is share Him. We've seen, so at that first, I met Clay the night before that first health and freedom conference that was held in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So that's when I met him. I hadn't met him before that. We do have a number of mutual friends, including General Flynn, who I have known and worked with for some time. But, you know, I met him there, and then I just, you know, kind of stayed on the tour. So I'm going to be speaking in Miami at the one coming up. And
I'm going to be at the Las Vegas one. Not speaking, but I'll be there. So if you're there, come find me in Las Vegas.
Well, the Las Vegas one, there's no air conditioning, and it's in the summer, and I don't know how he's going to handle that. So that's going to be the hot one. We'll be prepared because we're from Phoenix. But others from around the country, they're not going to know what hit them.
No.
So,
hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
These days, it's hard finding doctors you can trust, but look no further because now you can go to Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com for all your future healthcare needs. And while you're there, you might want to check out his supplements. He has some amazing supplements. For instance, the Optimal Defense that is perfect for the cold and flu time of year. That helps support your immune system. And if you have like reoccurring issues that come up with your health, that might be a great supplement for you to try. You may also want to check out Immune Plus. It has herbs like echinacea and elderberry. And Immune Plus also contains medicinal mushrooms to help support the body's natural defenses. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com. Use promo code AMBER while you're there. Again, Meehan is spelled MeehanMD.com for all your telemed and supplemental needs. And remember, use promo code AMBER at checkout.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
You know, the truth is I'm very optimistic because I think we're almost to a tipping point. And when we hit that tipping point, things could change very quickly because God has a plan. Now, one of the other things I do is I talk about, you know, I've been involved in politics for 40 years. And I went to Washington as a young man during the Reagan administration to be part of what was called the Reagan Revolution. And since then, there's been four major wave elections. You had the Reagan Revolution. Mm-hmm. Then you had in 1994, the Contract for America, Newt Gingrich. And that was a wave election where we took over Congress and we thought we were going to systemically change America. And then I was already running the Western Journal when the Tea Party started. And I got very active in the Tea Party. I traveled around to different Tea Party events and rallies around the country. I think I did 50 rallies. And when I did this, you know, we thought we were going to change America again. We had that wave election in 2010. And you know, we've made some changes, but not a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the MAGA election, where we had the House, the Senate, and President Trump, and we still couldn't even get rid of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So the truth is that one of the things I analyze is why in the world did those four wave elections not work? Does the left keep making progress? And I think that there's an answer to that. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with the Bible verse, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. The truth is that all of those four wave elections were really organizations of men, and we were working on man's power. And the way we're going to really systemically change America is going to become when we humble ourselves and God gets the credit. And so, you know, I believe that 2024 could be that wave where people are just so fed up, they're so tired of this dystopian pharmaceutical industrial complex and military industrial complex and the media technology industrial complex. They just get so tired of being controlled and manipulated.
The educational complex.
Yeah.
You know, that's
another one.
I'm learning now that the teachers union is funding all these other organizations that are involved in the media takeover and the military complex and all this stuff. And very little goes to anything with education, but they push all their woke stuff on the teachers. And so I'm learning about that too. So they have weaponized every institution. And I came to a realization, and I think you're right. I do think you're right, Floyd. But I also realized with this last election, when Donald Trump was in office, yet stuff still was like Obama wasn't taken out and stuff, the Obamacare. Dang, we have the freaking Uniparty. You know,
we
had these Republican waves, so to speak, or conservative waves, but both candidates that were running for office were bought and paid for. Like there was, it was controlled opposition. Like they were controlled. Like it didn't matter who won. We were still going to have the same outcome because they were all controlled by whoever's running things behind the scenes. And Donald Trump was the anomaly because he wasn't that controlled person that was in that group. So when Hillary Clinton thought that he stole the election, it's because they had already planned for her to be president. And we just, they just didn't cheat as much. You know, they just didn't cheat enough to win because they probably had no idea how much America is ready to be a free country again, because we've had the facade of being a free country, but in reality, we've been in the matrix, you know, if that makes any sense to you.
Well, it's been a tyrannical country, mm-hmm. where our freedom, we're like the frogs boiling in the pot, mm-hmm. and we're at a full boil right now, and we want to jump out, and we can't quite get the temperature down low enough so we can jump out of the pot. I think you're absolutely right, and that's why it requires God showing up, mm-hmm. and when God shows up, he gets all of the honor and he gets all the praise and he gets all the credit. And, you know, America has become a nation of idolaters. We worship everything but Jesus. And Jesus wants to be on a list of one. He doesn't want to share our worship with anybody else. He doesn't want us to share our worship with Donald Trump. So, you know, mm-hmm. worshiping Donald Trump is idolatry. Worshiping patriotism is idolatry. Mm-hmm. Worshiping anything else, whether it's your car or your job, you know, we have to have real reform. We've got to personally get back to the point where Jesus is the only person on that list, and we worship him, and then he gets the credit. He gets 100% of the credit. And so it takes all of us circumcising our hearts and getting our hearts right. But I think America's at a place where things are so bad that they're going to do that. And it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take that many people. No. What you learn in politics is it really only takes a very committed, mm-hmm. very, you know, intense group. I mean, look at transgenders are just a little tiny fraction of mm-hmm. the population. I mean, homosexuals are just a little tiny fraction of the population. And yet they have this outsized impact and control because they are engaged and active. And we have to become as engaged and as active. So, I mean, people ask me too, you know, so why is it there's all these LGBTQ people on school boards around the country? Well, the reason is we didn't show up for those elections. You know, most of those school districts where LGBTQ people are running the school district, there's mega churches down the street, but the mega churches didn't show up. And sometimes the pastor in that mega church actually said to the people in the pews, you know, that politics thing, we got to stay out of that. That's exactly kind of dirty. Mm-hmm. And yet the pastor of that mega church should be telling his people, hey, if we're going to, you know, get the schools so we can send our kids there, then you're going to have to run for school board.
Do you remember that story that came out in here in Phoenix with the Washington Elementary School District where the lady with the cat ears was trying to get rid, I don't know if she was successful, I think she was, severing the relationship they had with a Christian university because they would have their student teachers come?
Remember Arizona that? Christian University.
Yes.
I've been on the board of trustees there for over a decade. So it's a great school, and it's right in Glendale, mm-hmm. At the old Thunderbird campus, and mm-hmm. it's a great school, Arizona Christian University.
Yeah, it's not far from me, and yet it was one person who was able to make such a mess because she didn't want, she was, where's the freedom there? She didn't want their Christian values to come into the school system. But yet her with the cat ears could push whatever agenda. And it's not like the Christian teachers sit there and they they read the Bible. They actually just teach the curriculum that they need to be teaching. I wanted to show you this. You talk about how a small group of people can do big things. Here's a day of vengeance that they're trying to do, the Trans Day of Vengeance. It's at the end of the month and it's going to the beginning of April. But they proposed this law. And let me show you how many people made this, was a part of this group. 100 members in 4 months created a bill, HB 145, and this is in Virginia, in Virginia, and it requires the state to create a model for transgender policies. The model policy document that resulted describes how to hide the gender transitioning of children from their parents, saying a plan may include addressing the student at school with their name and pronoun consistent with their gender identity, while using the legal name and pronoun associated with the sex assignment at birth when communicating with parents. These are 100 people that came out to make a bill in the state of Virginia. Like you said, they're a small group of really committed people. So a small group of really committed people can do a lot of things. I spoke to a retired Colonel John Mills recently, and he said it was only 13% of the people that got involved in the efforts to have our independence from Britain. So it was a small group of people that made the biggest difference. So what you're saying does make sense, and it does agree with what history has shown us, at least history in our country.
Absolutely. And so that's why my book's called Counterpunch, and it's about the unlikely alliance of people that are an unlikely alliance of Americans fighting back for faith and freedom. And it comes out in just a few days. April 4th is the publication date, but people can pre-order it right now at Amazon or at christianbook.com or anywhere books are sold. So I'm encouraging people, get the book. And one of the reasons, if you have people in your life that don't agree with you, I wrote the book in such a way that I tried to use words that weren't trigger words for the left. And so, sometimes it seems like maybe I should have, hit harder, but I did that on purpose because I want to awaken as many people as we possibly can. And we do that through love
not a day of vengeance,
not a day of vengeance. The truth is that's Satan's plan. He brings chaos. He brings, hate,
rage,
and rage. And, one thing that they're not talking about is we have known the side effects of testosterone or too much testosterone for many, many years. Testosterone is known to cause rage and anger. And when they're pumping, testosterone into these girls, they literally are making them rage machines because they have to overcome the natural estrogen in the body. And so to overcome that, they're just cascading them full of a waterfall of testosterone. Mm. And that's why you see things happen like happened in Nashville. So the left wants to talk about the guns. No, I want to talk about the medical malpractice that's pumping so much testosterone into a girl that they literally become mentally ill from it.
That is something. I was reading on this thing that I just showed you with the vengeance thing. They were talking about rage and happiness, and I'm like, you can't have both at the same time. It was oxymoronic. But it's funny you say rage, because you're right, there's a reason why women only have so much testosterone. Say that three times fast.
Yeah, but we know that from bodybuilders. When bodybuilders would get too much testosterone, then they would become angry and rageful.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing at that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And so, you know, those were men giving themselves extra testosterone to try and build body mass. But, you know, we've tested none of this stuff. I mean, they're giving people chemo drugs, and it, you know, they're disfiguring people's bodies. They're cutting the genitals off of small boys. You know, we used to call that making eunuchs.
Yes, that's what they did in the Bible time.
Right. They called them eunuchs, mm-hmm. and they castrated them. And it's just evil to do this to children, mm-hmm. and we have to have the courage to call it out for the evil that it is.
And the reason they did that in the Bible times, not that I agree with it, but that was to protect the royal family, like the wife of the king, right? Isn't that what his role was as a eunuch, where he had the strength of a man, but he wouldn't be able to sexually do anything to the queen? Isn't that how that was about, the eunuchs? Mm-hmm.
Well, they did a lot of things in the past, and that's probably why they justified it. But, you know, it was never part of God's plan.
No.
God gave us a really great plan, and that was Adam was lonely. Even though he walked in the cool of the afternoon with God, he was still lonely. And so God made him Eve, and then he created through that the family, and they had children, and it's such a wonderful plan that even God looks at his relationship with us like a marriage, because a good marriage. I've been married to my wife 39 years. We're going to be 40 years this September, and it's such a wonderful God honoring relationship that makes me and helps me be fully man and fully masculine. It completes us. And, you know, God's plan is always so much better than Satan's plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he can only counterfeit what God does. So tell me about.
And he doesn't counterfeit it very well.
No, not at all. No, he doesn't. So tell me about Ukraine, because you know, when they first started talking about Ukraine, just something just did not sit right with me. It felt very fishy. Going back, I find out like the Obama administration was dealing heavily with Ukraine, finding out like we overthrew the president at the time and installed someone else. So tell me what you know about Ukraine.
Well, Ukraine is probably the most corrupt nation on earth. For decades now, Ukraine has been a center of child trafficking and a center of prostitution. There was this strange system that was set up where people were so poor that they would give their children over to orphanages. And they were so desperate to try and provide for their children. And once they were turned over to these orphanages, a lot of times they would be trafficked and sold. So it's a deeply corrupt country, and you are absolutely correct. We sponsored a color revolution where, in fact, an elected government was overthrown and a new government was installed. And then through the manipulation of elections, they were able to keep that new government in. And so the country has been deeply divided. You know, there's both Russians and Ukrainians that live there. There's actually also Poles that live there. The borders of Ukraine have been changing throughout the centuries many, many times. It's, you know, once it was part of Lithuania even, and was part of Poland and part of Germany and part, you know, mostly it's been a part of Russia. In fact, Kiev used to be the capital of Russia before Moscow was in history, going way back. So the false narrative, number one, is that we're there for democracy. That's completely false. And two, what they're doing is they're using up our weapons, and we're going to be more vulnerable in the world because so many of our weapons have been used up in Ukraine. And the other part of that is it's very profitable for the military-industrial complex. So, you know, the profiteers that make these weapons are, you know, getting huge, massive orders to restock the weapons here in the U.S. And it's a war that doesn't need to be fought. From, you know, we don't even know how many people have died. Some estimates say it's 300,000, others say 100,000. But just say, let's say it's 100,000 people that have died. That's an entire football stadium full of people that have had their lives shattered, ended, families broken, children killed. This is, you know, Satan loves war. And the purpose of our military is to protect America and America's borders and to keep us safe. The number one rule of government is they're there to protect the safety of the citizens. And, you know, they're not doing that. Our southern border is completely out of control. And yet, you know, we're over there providing arms to protect the borders of Ukraine. It's a false narrative. Just like the false narrative that got us into Iraq, we were told there was, quote, weapons of mass destruction. Well, there weren't weapons of mass destruction, yet we were involved in Iraq for more than a decade. The other one is the other lie that's kind of a long-term one is we were, quote, making progress in Afghanistan. You know, every year for 20 years, they would tell us we're making progress in Afghanistan. We never made any progress in Afghanistan. We only killed people. And America does not make friends by going around the world and killing people. And frankly, a lot of American families have suffered too. They've had fathers killed, brothers killed, sons killed. And, you know, the pain of losing someone like that, whether they die or whether they come back completely
shattered and broken
or have PTSD. And then, you know, to add insult to injury, we have a lot of soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan that are living on the street homeless because we're not taking care of them. And they have mental issues. And so it's just a bad scene all around, and it needs to change.
Yeah, I know a vet who was in, I think it was Iraq, And she just came back all messed up. And it took a long time for her to be able to be functional in her own life. And now she through a lot of therapy and a lot of help, she's finally at a place where she's so much better than where she was just coming back from being overseas. Because I don't know, do you remember that sniper that was a very famous sniper, but then he got killed coming back home by another vet? He yes. was very messed up for a very long time, because in the movie, I think they depicted it well. You know, in Vietnam, our soldiers had to take out children because those children were out to kill them. And that is a horrible thing to have to do.
And we lost in Vietnam. You know, mm-hmm. we go into these. There was no reason to be in Vietnam. And in fact, a lot of people think that President Kennedy was killed because he didn't want to take us into Vietnam any deeper.
That's interesting.
And the deep state killed him because they live by war. Mm-hmm. That's their business.
And look at Donald Trump. He tried to get us out. Yep.
Right.
Every president in my lifetime, except President Trump, has wanted war. Every single president. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, except Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan didn't take us to war.
Well, that's true. He ended it with Russia, but I was such a young child. I remember the wall in Berlin falling. Okay. I remember that. Peter Jennings
was on TV. Since Reagan, I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Both parties.
Until right. President Trump came and tried to withdraw troops overseas. Now my confusion is, I'm not saying Russia's the good people, but why is the deep state so against Russia, where they were making stuff up against Donald Trump and Russia? Why is Russia always the bad guy here? I would think they were on the same team. That's what I thought.
Because a lot of leaders of the deep state got their, you know, degrees in Russian studies because of the Cold War. And a lot of these people are, you know, hangovers that you know, are still in office. People my age, you know, when I came of age, Russia was our Cold War enemy. But after the Cold War, when that changed, all these people have kept trying to, you know, keep that dream alive because their careers are connected to it. That's the problem, that we have such a massive government and such a huge deep state operation that people literally, their career is made by creating problems and creating wars. There's no need for these people if we have peace with Russia. That's their career.
That makes a lot more sense, because I'm just like, he was part of the young global leaders with the World Economic Forum. Putin was, at least that's what I understand. So I'm just like, well, they're all with the World Economic Forum, or a lot of them.
Yeah, but he does not want global governance.
He does not.
He wants Russia to govern Russia. And I wish our leaders wanted Americans to govern America.
Right.
And, you know, Mexicans can govern Mexico and Canadians can govern Canada. I love the idea of the nation state, where the people inside the border govern themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's the best kind of government there is.
Yeah, but the globalists hate borders. That's why they do everything to tear borders down.
And when you were talking about Ukraine and how the parents sent their kids to orphanages, and I'm going to assume the best from the parents, that they thought, well, this is the best move for my kid. You know, I was talking to a retired captain with DPS over in Texas, and he was an expert in the cartel. And he said that there's parents that would sell their kids into trafficking. And I don't know if it's because they were so poor.
It's because they're so poor. And
are these parents like not thinking of the consequences? Like, do they believe that these kids are going to have a great life? Or
well, I think some of them think they'll have a better life in America, even if they're being trafficked. I think it's a lie, but just like any lie, you know, you can convince yourself of that lie if you tell yourself that enough.
Because you can make more money selling people than you can selling drugs once, because you can sell a person over and over and over and over again. You can only sell drugs one at a time.
And the other false part of the narrative is that slavery's ended.
Right.
You know, they're always wanting to talk about slavery in the U.S. past. No, there's slavery right now. People are buying and selling human bodies. And there's actually a movement in the U.S. to legalize prostitution.
I can't believe that. Well, I can believe that, but I can't believe that. It's just insane. I mean, this world, it doesn't make sense to me. Like what I thought our country stood for, I'm finding out, no, that is not.
Yeah, well, it's insane too to, all of this stuff is, it's insane to transition people to a different sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. Those are people that need mental help. They need help.
They need love. The people that I've interviewed that have gone that way and transitioned out, they were deeply wounded people. Someone deeply hurt them, and they felt that was their only option to get rid of that deep wound. And the only real way to get rid of that deep wound is Jesus. I mean, he helped me when I was at the worst I've ever felt, and that when I was in so much pain, he was the only one that was able to free me from the pain that I was in. And I know he can do it for all those people that are, I think they're wounded. Based on my interviews, maybe not everyone's the same, but I'm going to guess there's probably more people that have this deep wound inside of them. And to them, that is their only logical way of overcoming it. And then they find out, well, at least these men found out, that did not stop the inner pain that's deep inside. It just made it worse. And so one of the men, he's made it his life mission to go help people that have walked that, because he's walked the path. And so God bless that man. But you know, the workers are few, right? The harvest is many, but the workers are few. And so I think our message to be is like, hey, if you're in that much pain, there is a way where you don't have to do that to yourself. You just have to call on Jesus. And I know it sounds simple, but it is that simple. It was that simple for me, and it's going to be that simple for a lot of people. And the other thing is,
the just shall live by faith. That's what they need. They need faith in Jesus.
And then, you know, in America, I started wondering in the Obama administration and with also with John McCain, I started wondering, do they tamper with our elections? Because I was really shocked that he won a second term.
Yeah, well, it's obvious they tamper with our elections. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it wasn't just
we're here in Arizona. We all know Carrie Lake should be governor of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that the people running the election frustrated the election. Here in Anthem, where I live, I mean, it was a 3-hour wait to vote. The parking lot was so full, people came in, couldn't find a spot, and left. Thousands of people didn't vote that wanted to vote that day. The machines messed up, but that was done with malice of foresight. They wanted the machines to mess up to create chaos on election day and to keep Carrie Lake from winning the governorship. And it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Her case is still alive. So maybe that'll be corrected, but you're right on.
The lower courts right now have to do the signature verification. Is that what I understood for her?
Yes. The Supreme Court ordered the lower court to look into signature verification. And, that was a big victory for Carrie Lake, and we're still fighting that one hard.
The way I see Arizona can overcome or start to overcome the election fraud is not comply. And what I mean by that is we don't use that machine at all. I don't care if it's at the polling place. It is not law that we have to use that machine. I talked to Senator Sonny Borelli. He told me it is not law that you have to use the machine. You can use the machine. You don't have to use the machine. I say bypass the whole thing altogether. Put it in a safe and secure box like we did in the early days. When I first became a voter, we didn't have a machine, and they just collected our ballots. We voted. We wrote our name on a book. and we signed in on a book. We went to vote on a paper ballot. We turned it into a secured box. And by the end of the night, we had a result. We had precinct voting and there was no machines.
Right. They counted it up by precinct and the precincts reported and then they cumed the vote. And also that creates security because, you know, even if one precinct messes up, they know how many people are in that precinct and they mm-hmm. can't report more votes than the people in that precinct. But it's when they count all the ballots down at this private company, Renbeck, that we've got all kinds of issues. And so, yeah, they're going to do signature verification. The only solution is to either hold a new election or put Kerry Lake in as governor.
Oh, those are the 100%. Only two. Oh, 100%. I'm just saying moving forward with the next election, don't use the machines at all. We need to train our election workers. You're just going to guide everyone to put your ballots in the secure box like we did in the old days. And I think those people could possibly count those ballots when the polls close at 7 o'clock at night. They could start counting at 7 o'clock at night. And then at least we know in that polling section, we know what the results were at that polling section. And so that's going to make it harder for them to cheat because when it goes to Runbeck, there was no chain of custody to know how many ballots left the county supervision and were sent to Runbeck. There is no, and then that's probably where they also can put in some more ballots in because no chain of custody. We don't know the amount of ballots that went to Runbeck. That makes it so convenient to cheat. And why does Runbeck even get to have our ballots in the first place? Doesn't make any sense to me. If the county board of supervisors are supposed to be running the election, it needs to stay within the Maricopa County, not Runbeck. And I honestly think the next way we could win is if our state legislator takes away the power from the county and they run it themselves. They form their own election committee. They have 2 years to do this. They run our elections because they're supposed to be running they're in charge of our elections anyways. Don't give it to Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Maricopa County has disenfranchised all of Arizona because we're the largest county in the state. And so all these rural counties are getting so frustrated because their votes really don't matter because Maricopa screws up in their elections every year, every election cycle. I say, take them out of the equation. Let our state legislator handle that. These are the things I know we could do to fight back the election fraud. If they don't know how many ballots that they need to fix, or remember, I don't know, did you cover the legislative hearing in Arizona where they had the expert come in who programmed the machines and said every time there's a machine, you can't trust it because it's always going to flip the votes. I don't know if you were there, but I heard it. I was watching the session. It's even on my website. Right.
No, so, I agree with you. It needs to be fixed. We can't have a democracy unless we can count on the accuracy of the election.
Because we have had color revolutions multiple times over in our country, but the biggest one that opened everyone's eyes up was in 2020 with Donald Trump losing to Biden. And man, things are nerve-wracking. Because we just had the banking failures happen. And I don't know if you saw the FedNow program is supposed to take place in July. And that's the payment processing, from my understanding, for the CBDC. So happening in our country. It's like, where do you start?
And they're trying to do it very quickly. That's why the focus of my book is to call people to protect their neighborhoods, protect their towns, and these very, you know, smaller jurisdictions can protect us. And I lay out the plan for that, doing it in my book. So I encourage people to get the book and read about how they can take back America street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, town by town, and then we'll take over the counties and the states.
And we can find that on Amazon, right?
On Amazon, it's available for pre-order. So hope people will pre-order it today.
If you want amazing news, then you need to go check out on a regular basis the westernjournal.com. They always have great news articles. It's a news organization you can trust. They are not going to trick you or feed you a line. It's real legitimate news. They do an amazing job. It's one of the ones I go to find out what's really happening in our country. And Floyd, I want to thank you for doing that for all of us, giving us a source of news that we can trust.
Well, you're very kind to say that. We get up every day and try to share the truth. And we work hard to stay in the truth. And there's so much fake news out there you have to work really hard to make sure you're in the truth. But thank you for those kind words. I appreciate it. WesternJournal.com. We work hard at it. I've got a great team of people that work hard at it. And Amber May, thank you. It's been wonderful to visit with you.
Oh, it was a great, great time. I'm so glad we reconnected. And thank you for coming on my program today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. God bless.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you can support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today, use promo code AMBER, and save some money at checkout.